Steven, you are just on point today.
That's
man.
Fine. I don't know how she's going to get how she's going to back to work, but I'll leave her here, James.
Sure. Sounds good. Sounds good. But Steven, Katrina, thank you very much, not only for being in with us, everything you do for the community. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, James.
Coming up in part two, we have our friends from Encourage coming in right here on Morning Magazine, AM 1320, WFHR.
This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Sarah Meany with some exciting winter events for your weekend. Bundle up and head to Lake Superior for Book Across the Bay. Over 3,000 cross-country skiers and snowshoers trek from Ashland to Washburn across the frozen waters of the Schwamigan Bay. The 10K course is lit with hundreds of glowing luminaries. Come early for the beer sampling and live music. Get ready for some zany fun at the Drummond Barstool Races. Participants decorate barstools and race them down a ski hill. It's a goofy take on downhill skiing that's sure to have some spills and thrills. Come hungry and check out the big chili feet. Head to Milwaukee for the polar plunge at the zoo. Join brave souls as they jump into the frigid water to raise money for Wisconsin Special Olympics athletes. Bring your zaniest costume and enjoy live music from a DJ. After you jump, warm up with a walk around the zoo. For more weekend events and activities, visit travelwisconsin.com or call 1-800-432-TRIP.
Thank you for keeping our country free.
I'm happy you looked out for our country.
It seems we are all more aware of what service to our country really means.
Does anyone know what a veteran is?
You must be brave to go in the Army.
Now it is possible to say thank you directly to America's veterans. Just log on to thankyouveterans.org, select an e-card, and send a personal message of thanks.
Please know that you will be in my prayers always.
I wanted to do something to let them know how I feel.
I'm glad to say I'm an American because of you.
There are 26 million veterans living in America, from World War II to Afghanistan and Iraq. Let a veteran or someone in the military know you appreciate their service. Visit thankyouveterans.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day. 7 days a week.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
For today, look for increasing cloud cover with some snow showers developing later into the afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-30s. Then for tonight, snow likely. Could pick up an inch of nighttime snow accumulation, turning colder with lows near 1 below zero. Could have wind chills into the teens below zero tonight. And staying colder for Thursday, any light snow ending early, high of only 9. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Looking at the temperatures in your neighborhood, it is 26 in Stevens Point, 20 in Marshfield, 21 in Wausau, and 27 in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. It's time for part two.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to part two of Morning Magazine for this February 12th, 2020. James here with you, and right now we are joined by some friends from Encourage, where we have Christy Router-Eggy in with us. Did I get that right, Christy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you did.
There we go. I don't know how to say this name. Is it Katrina? Is
oh, that yeah. You look familiar. I think you I just talked familiar. To you.
No. We are lucky to have Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods still with us as well. And thank you both for being in with us first today and everything. And what I'd like to do is kind of start off with, who is Encourage? just kind of starting right there?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, good question, James. So I actually serve on the board of directors at Encourage. And at Encourage, we build upon our community's assets to help create a community that works well for all people. While financial assets are key, we balance that with the belief that our greatest asset is our community, is the people that live in our community. We partner with residents and organizations to shape the community that they desire. And in that shaping, we help to provide financial and social resources to make it a reality.
And, Christy, we haven't had a chance to talk before and everything. How long have you been a board member with Encourage?
I've been a board member there just a little under 5 years, I believe.
Okay.
And I'm just going to say that this girl's amazing. She does it all. Yeah. She's a mom of three. She's got a full-time job at the health department. I often wonder, how does Christy do it all? But she's a great asset to the community, so thank you, Christy.
Yeah, that's it. It never ceases to amaze me. Even growing up with a mom like that, I'm always impressed. There's not enough credit given to what moms do out there. That is really impressive, Christy, and every mom out there. Just as long as we have a second here,
thanks, James.
Moms,
also a mom of two.
I'm looking at Christy, and you're no different than she is. So I mean, that both of you and all the other moms out there, keep going. You're doing amazing. And same thing with our friends over at Encourage, because you guys are doing so many different things that is not only benefiting our community, but really benefiting the future of our community as well. So let's get right into that, though, and kind of a blunt question, but what we do, what you do there, kind of getting into that a little bit.
Yeah, so Encourage really is a community investor and a community builder. And so it's just a very interesting way
of thinking. That's a really great way to put it. Yeah.
And that's done through, you know, the staff there really work hard to foster and build relationships with community residents to essentially support them through various ways, right? So looking at not only the support that Encourage gives to local nonprofits through funds that are established at the agency and at the foundation, but also through incubating new ideas and initiatives, convening residents and helping them to think through organizing and building additional relationships that have greater impact, and then ultimately partnering for that community development overall long term.
So many of the things that you guys do over there, to me, also scream empowerment. Helping people not only get to achieve their dreams or get on their feet or any of these kind of things, but making sure that they stay there, that they feel more pride from it and get some confidence from these things and such. So it also seems to kind of almost be one of those hidden messages in there with what your work is, hey, we're not just here to help, we're here to empower you, we're here to make you see the greatness in yourself.
Absolutely. And everybody has amazing ideas.
Yeah.
And so often it's their ideas aren't heard or they're not given just that little seed of the seed with the water to help that idea grow. It's a great way of thinking of Encourage, really, is a little bit of water can go a long way, right?
Yes. I have been trying to get a Simpsons museum put in this city forever. And I know exactly what you're talking about, Christy. No, I'm joking. I do think that I was going to try to come up with some examples or something like that. But before we get to that, I wanted to get into the what Encourage wants to do is great and all, but you can't do it alone. And it involves funds and establishing funds in that. Kind of touching on that a little bit, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you a little bit of some history or some of the funds that currently exist at Encourage and things that a lot of folks will be very familiar with that are listening. Yeah. So there is established funds that we do every single year and provide scholarships for hundreds of youth in our community, which is incredible. We also have established funds for specific interests or causes. And then a really unique established fund that we have is the what if grants, which are essentially just that. What if a resident has an idea, and what does that mean to be able to give them a little bit of grant funding?
I have to say, when I first heard about that, it was one of the coolest things I've heard doing this job. I think that is an amazing thing to be able to offer. But these kind of things, they don't just come about. I mean, working something like that out and everything, I imagine you and the board, it takes a lot to kind of come together with all this and working all these little little details out and everything like that.
Yeah, traditional philanthropy obviously predates my time, but I've written many grants in my personal day job as well to multiple foundations, national, state, and local, and oftentimes it's there has to be this really thought out plan with mm-hmm. all this evaluation detail, and not that that's not important mm-hmm. for certain mm-hmm. funds, but a lot of times that hinders people's ability to bring funds in or to even get a small idea going that really might not need a lot of money. It just yeah. needs a little bit of money to bring people together. So by changing the way we accepted grant proposals mm-hmm. Was really the first step in this. And it was really more of a grassroots approach to philanthropy in our local community, which was where really What If Grants came from. It was right. turning over the knowledge oh. and the power to the people right. who live in the community, because they have the knowledge. They know what the community wants. They right. are the community. And right. so, you know, those of us on the board or staff at Encourage, it's listening to the people that live in the community and helping them make those dreams a reality.
I really appreciate you breaking down the logistics of that, because that's kind of interesting. And I think a lot of the majority of us, we see the finished product. We don't know the work that goes into it. And I mean, just touching on that a little bit, I appreciate you kind of sharing some of that. And I'd like to, if you don't mind, kind of focus on the What If Grants. And I never like to put anybody on the spot, but if we can give some examples of the What If projects and why this is, how this has impacted the community. You know, it's interesting. There's so many times where I'm talking to somebody about something and they don't realize that Encourage or another organization has been behind it. Mm-hmm. So kind of, if you don't mind, some examples of the What If Grants.
Certainly, yeah. And I'm actually going, Katrina's here to talk mm-hmm. about some of those great
How
examples.
About that? Look at that. That worked out perfect. It's almost like it was planned that way. That is really
great. Well, and I want to start out too that these What If Grants are very, like Christy said in the beginning, they work for all. It's for anyone. You know, if they have an idea, of course you have to propose it to them, but it's for all. It's not just for a person that's got this $1 million idea yeah. and they're going to run with it. It's like anybody can come up with an idea, and whether it's you need $200 for something, or I don't know what the cap is. Is it like $2,000?
I think
roughly?
It's $2,500 maybe the
okay.
cap. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really, it's open to all with their ideas, benefiting the community, because this is a community organization. So, it's such a cool process. I want to say that it was very easy process. And I've been involved in two of these What If Grants, kind of three. One of them was Stephen's idea. I'll speak for him a little bit on that
sure,
one.
Sure, sure.
But the process itself is very easy. It's like you fill it out online. Very simple. But the gist of it is we had an idea. So I'm going to start with the idea of Meet Me at the Market. This was about 2 years ago. Myself, Stephen and Joel Keenhole came up with this idea of let's get community together. Let's celebrate our community. Encourage loves doing that. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, there's What If Grants, because we want to pay musicians. They should deserve to get paid, not just pay, like play music for free, because sure. people love coming to music. So we're right. like, what's something fun you can do? Music, food, farmers. Let's have this outdoor community farmers market.
Yeah.
So we needed porta potties. You need other logistics, right? So there's some of those things that we're like, let's see if Encourage can help with that. So we wrote this grant that was very simple, like I mentioned before, and we had this summer market that was, the first one was a hit. I mean, people were walking literally from their community. It was at the store.
Yeah.
So at Family Natural Foods on the west side of town, people were walking. I've never seen these people coming out of the, you know, out of these houses in different spots. They're meeting their neighbors. People stayed for the whole, like, 3.5 hours, I think, was the market. They would just stay and chat with their people right in front of them. Some people didn't buy a single thing, but just walked through. Some people came, sat, ate their food, enjoyed the music. It was a party, and it was awesome, and it was all thanks to Encourage for letting this idea, this what if we did this market, how would it go, make it really come to fruition. So that was really cool.
If mm-hmm. I can just ask a quick question in there. Before that all happens and you're coming up with this idea and everything, and you think about reaching out to Encourage, people that are in a similar position right now listening and mm-hmm. thinking about it, and they think, well, I got this really good idea and stuff like that. But not everybody, and you come across as a brave and no problem speaking your mind and you know, talking.
Sure.
But were you nervous about approaching them with this idea? Like, is it just me and my brother that think this is cool? I mean, was there some precautions?
Great question. I totally follow what you're saying. I would not be scared of Encourage because I thought, well, worst case is I spend, 30 minutes to an hour doing this paperwork. I don't even think it took us that long. It was a very quick process.
Yeah.
And you ask for X amount of money that you think that you would need for this event. So for that event, we said, I don't know, around like $2,000 for the musicians and such. I was not scared to approach them because worst cases, they'll say, no, we can't do that. Or we can give you $1,000 of what you asked for. And so I wasn't scared, and I don't think people should be scared of it because Encourage is only friendly faces, first of all. it's not a scary process, though.
It just shows our chemistry still, because it's exactly what I wanted to get at. Is that there's no the worst? It's like most things in life. The worst that can happen is somebody says no, and you know what? No isn't that painful.
Nope.
You move on pretty quickly from no. I can speak to that. I can speak to that.
Absolutely. But
so all the more, just those people out there sitting there with those ideas, and they think that this, I don't know if anybody's going to want to do anything with this or not.
Mm-hmm.
Do it. Give it a chance. Give yourself that chance and give the community that chance and reach out. And you could be one of these examples that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, even before filling out the application, I would recommend having a conversation with Encourage staff.
Sure.
And, stop into the office, pick up the phone, give them a call. They will definitely help the process. So if it can feel overwhelming to fill out an application and have to write things on paper, walking through it with them, it would be, and they're more than happy to do so.
Mm-hmm. I think the majority of people are pretty okay with stuff until all of a sudden they start thinking about, money gets involved. Mm-hmm. And asking for money, basically, which stripping it all down is a little bit of that, what this is. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you start second guessing yourself and you start worrying and everything. And that's where we're telling you and encouraging you, pun intended, mm-hmm. to do this, to if you have these ideas, reach out, fill out the paperwork, find out if this could work, because you never know. And it won't just be something that could benefit you. It could benefit so many people that you don't even know much of our community.
Yeah. There was a gentleman who came into the store, Family Natural Foods, and he was telling me about this idea, and he wanted to see if it was something we'd be interested in, and I forget his name right now, but he's like, oh, it's this run that I want to get people to stations and so on, and he was explaining it to me. I said, hold on, have you spoken to Encourage? Because they have this amazing opportunity of the What If Grant. And he said, I've heard about it, but I need to go over there and talk to them more about it. And so if you know about it, and maybe you don't have an idea, but your son or somebody else knows about it, mm-hmm. encourage them to go speak to the Encourage, again, encouraging all around, because it's a great opportunity. And it's just going to make our community more exciting to be part of, because there's all these opportunities that we'll have now. Again, having a conversation with new neighbors when you meet at this market and you're like, hey, I didn't know you lived over here. Oh, yeah. I'm this person. And you have these connections, or you're trying new vegetables that you never tried. I mean, there's so many different opportunities.
There's a lot of life to be lived, mm-hmm. And this is another way of doing that. And you hit some great points there too about the kind of things we don't always think about meeting maybe community members you hadn't before, or just seeing people you haven't seen in a while. So many different conversations and things that come up from just talking with people or talking with the people that Encourage and such. Before we take our break, I know that there is a great example with the city of Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec area. Can we touch on that before we hit our break, as far as the when it comes to the What If Grants?
Sure. So this idea was stemmed from a conversation that John Aggie, Christy knows that guy pretty well.
Yeah, it seems like you would. I believe you guys are familiar with John.
Christy's husband. Yeah. And then Stephen Hittner, I know that guy pretty well, my brother.
Yeah.
They were talking to Mayor Zach Verwank separately about this fitness idea, how, hey, I've been traveling different places and I've seen fitness parks. Usually it's in bigger cities like Chicago, Las Vegas, mm-hmm. so on and so forth. People are exercising outside, utilizing these equipment that can go through winter, spring, summer, all the seasons. Why can't we make this happen here? Mm-hmm. We're a small city, but we should be able to have opportunities. So Mayor Zach Verwank, being the great mayor that he is, he goes, hey, you two should talk. And so they started talking, and this idea evolved. And then myself and Christy and then my sister, Christiana, all got involved with it. And then we reached out to different organizations that we are familiar with. And it all kind of kept happening.
It's really cool.
It was a fun little connection.
That's very cool. It's so cool to kind of hear how that happens, too, and how we get to from there to this point right here, where it was successful. It's a really, really great thing to be able to have to our community. And when you're talking about it, too, and we're talking about a number of these different things, I can't help but think yesterday I got to take a tour of the new YMCA and how that's coming along and everything. And it's beautiful and it looks great. And it's one of those things where I've seen the pictures online. I've been having Raquel in and talking with her about it and everything. And it's been really cool. When you get there and you see the work that's being done, this isn't some average project. This thing is beautiful. This thing is state of the art. It is. They have thought of everything, and it to me, the thing I kept on coming back to what I hope this does is this building that what they're doing there with this and everything. It brings everybody else's game up. Mm-hmm. It makes everybody else want to, you know, instead of just doing something average and making an average building or making it, let's make this right. Let's do this, you know, great for our community because. I think in the next 5-10 years, when we look back, we could see a lot of this, look where we are now, you know? Because even for those of us, I didn't grow up here, but I've been here for, you know, 20-some years. Mm-hmm. And even for me, when I first moved here from then to now, there has been some rocky times. And now, as we're seeing this, there's been this bit of an upswing. Mm-hmm. And to keep that upswing going, everybody's got to up their game. Everybody's got to bring their best. And you can do that with these what-if grants. You can bring out the best not only in yourself but in your community by reaching out and trying these what-if grants.
Yeah, what do you want to see?
Yes. Very well said, yeah. We are going to take a very quick break, and we'll be back with Christina Router Iggy, board member with Encourage, and Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods right here on Morning Hour on Morning Magazine, AM 1320 WFHR. It's not live. Don't worry. I can fix that in post.
It starts with the action on the court, moves to the crowd, and is described by the broadcasters and transmitted to you. The energy, passion, and excitement will make you shout out loud. Let them hear you. It starts right here on the Marquette Golden Eagles Sports Network.
Listen to Marquette basketball this winter right here on AM 1320 WFHR, Central Wisconsin's information station.
If your loved one has Alzheimer's disease, it's hard to ask for help because you want to soak up all the time you have with them. Next week, we bring on Jack Broyles, co-founder of the Broyles Foundation, to talk about his personal story and warn of the emotional dangers that come with caregiving. Be sure to tune in.
Join us right here at 8:06 Saturday mornings for Real Wealth Radio on WFHR, brought to you by Dan Guck at Legacy Accounting and Financial Services.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
For today, look for increasing cloud cover with some snow showers developing later into the afternoon, high temperatures in the mid-30s. Then for tonight, snow likely, could pick up an inch of nighttime snow accumulation, turning colder with lows near 1 below zero. Could have wind chills into the teens below zero tonight. And staying colder for Thursday, near light snow ending early, high of only 9. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Thanks a lot, Michael. Appreciate it. 31 in Stevens Point, 28 in Marshfield, 27 in Wausau, and 29 here in Wisconsin Rapids. We've got Morning Magazine, and we are joined by Christina and Katrina. Boy, you guys just did this just to mess with me, didn't you? My tongue is working out like crazy this morning, but no, we really do appreciate having you both in with us today. And, of course, Christy is with Encourage, a board member there, and we've been talking about some of the examples of the What If Project. And just thought that we could keep going on that a little bit more because we had some more really good material there that I wanted our audience to hear about.
So, James, I was just going to mention to wrap up, we just got done talking about the fitness park, and I wanted to just make another note about we collectively came up with this ribbon cutting. Well, I guess really like the mayor and whoever decides the ribbon cutting, they really did that. But we made another community event, which encourages huge fans of community events, getting people engaged. And this is another way to see neighbors walking around and coming out for this event. So the Wisconsin Rapids Park and Recreational Fitness Park that was Stephen and John's idea, but definitely we helped them out a little bit here and there. But this community connection came about because there was a ribbon cutting that happened in the spring, and it brought people together. People got to try out the equipment. There was personal trainers there that even were going to show some people mm-hmm. how to do certain exercises. There was probably over 100 people there. There was Northwoods Pedal and Paddle came to show their equipment that you could use. So another community connection of what else can you do in this community, right? Yeah, yeah. There's more that you can do if you're looking at recreation. And again, there was other organizations, but it was fun to see community coming together. So that's really the breath of Encourage. They love seeing community collaboration and community connection. So the What If Grant is totally amazing opportunity for anybody, and do not feel intimidated.
Yeah.
Give them a call. They'll help you through the process, and I totally encourage everybody to do it.
There are, I feel like we could just keep giving examples. Because the What If Project, I'm sorry, you may have said it before, but how long has this been around?
It has been around for maybe 5 years. It hasn't been a super long time in the history of Encourage.
But with the work that's been done with it in that short amount of time, doesn't it feel like it's been around a lot longer than that? Because I was going to say 4 or 5 years, and I'm like, wait a minute, that can't be true because of all this stuff that it's done. But it's done a lot in a short amount of time, and it shows it's a great example of what can be done when you have people focused, when you mm-hmm. have people wanting to get something done, you know, basically.
Yeah, and with a small amount of funding, right, to yes. be a catalyst to really, you know, empower folks to build out more and more. And Katrina really touched on this, but, you know, it wasn't only the work of Encourage from the What If grants. All of these grants that are seeded, all these funds really become much bigger, and they end up involving much more collaboration. And that's really one of the threads of the What If Grant, is for people to think about who else should be a part of this work, or who else could be a part of this work. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the questions that's in the application, or one of the questions Encourage staff will ask, is they may connect you with someone who, much like the mayor did with mm-hmm. John and Stephen.
That's a good example.
But they, you know, they're very in tune with what's going on, and yeah. they'll help to connect that and maybe take a small thing that's a great idea and help it grow much quicker than it would have on its own.
It's one of the first things I noticed in doing this Morning Magazine and interviewing people, is that there's so many people out there that kind of forget that people in your position, Christy, or people like our mayor or our police department are citizens. You mm-hmm. guys live in this community too, that you're just like the rest of us and everything. You just happen to have a different job. Mm-hmm. And so you guys certainly are involved. You know the community, but you're also that much more open to these ideas, that much more. You're not, oftentimes you're calling up somebody, you know, to try to tell, you know, get a stranger to like your idea or to believe in your product or something like that. This is a chance. This is a time where you're talking to somebody who has the same zip code as you. You know, I mean, right. that knows what we're talking about. If you mentioned you wanted to do something like the workout center near the mm-hmm. the riverbed or something like that, that the people in Encourage are going to know what you're talking about, mm-hmm. that area and that kind of thing. So that hopefully makes it a little more comfortable. That encourages people a little bit more to do this if you have ideas, to reach out and try this. Because, mm-hmm. You know, we forget that sometimes, but they're just neighbors. That you're just going to talk to another neighbor. That's all.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
It take the pressure off yourself a little bit and don't worry so much about it, because chances are you probably do have a good idea and you don't realize it.
Yeah. Exactly.
When we're talking about acting on that, can we touch on the Friends of Encourage Fund real quick, and then how to get connected to you guys?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the Friends of Encourage Fund actually supports the foundation's annual operations. Mm-hmm. So gifts to this fund will help to support other philanthropic work, as well as the What If grants and working toward that inclusive, adaptive community that works for all people. And so supporting this fund really allows Encourage to continue to do the operations in the background of all of this, keeps those staff there to answer questions so that they can administer these funds that exist all in all of the either donor advised funds or already selected funds, even scholarships. So the Friends of Encourage really helps with all of that.
And if people want to find out more about the What If grants or anything like that, or if they just have questions in general, how can they reach out to you?
Yeah, they should definitely reach out to the Encourage office. We've got Betsy there, Kim is there as well, and Dawn Newman, and they can call, 423-3863, or send an email, go to the website and send an email to anyone at the office. Also stop in. I mean, just, walk there,
drive
there.
Friendly faces. Don't be
friendly.
They're so nice.
I was going to say, I mean, just stopping by isn't ever a bad idea either.
Yeah.
And we really do not only, you know, certainly appreciate the time and everything you guys do for the community, but looking forward to the next time we get a chance to talk with you all over in Encourage. Thank you again to Christy Router-Eggy for joining us. I want to thank Stephen Hittner for joining us as well from Family Natural Foods. And Katrina for doing double duty here today.
Hey, that's what happens. Happy to do it.
I apologize you had to put over me for an hour here.
It's but, all
you
know. Good. I'll take two if I need to.
Want to stick around for the back fence?
Can I actually leave a question out there for people? As I was listening to Christy, I'll make it quick. What do you want to see in your community? Let Encourage help you with that. Let them be the water to your seed.
Mm-hmm. That was great. That was great. We have Over the Back Fence coming up for you on AM 1320 WFHR.
Hey, Anthony Salvanto.
There is a split in the Democratic Party. We saw it last night. We will continue to see it. And it is people who say they want to return to the Obama era and people who say they want more progressive policies than ever. And it's Sanders who is capturing the more progressive people, but that split persists.
CBS's Major Garrett says the candidate that finished third is on the rise.
You have Amy Klobuchar, who continues to defy the odds and do better than expected and build momentum, which is going to